You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is Newton's third law of motion? For the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about Newton's laws of motion. You can hear those earlier segments on the nipr.fm website. In 1687, the famous English scientist Isaac Newton first published three books. The books had a title in Latin, Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica, which means Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy. Over the next 39 years, Newton revised the original three books and republished them two more times. These books were about physics. Physics is the scientific discipline which studies energy and matter. In his principles, Newton wrote about how objects move. These physical laws are known as Newton's three laws of motion. The laws discuss the relationships between force, mass, and acceleration. Force is a push or a pull. A force causes an object to somehow change. Mass is sometimes called weight, and acceleration is how fast something speeds up or slows down. Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So, if an object exerts a force on a second object, that second object exerts an equal force on the first object. Think about it this way. If you have two people standing on ice and they push against each other, both will be pushed away from each other. Or if you have two astronauts floating in space and they push against each other, they'll both float away from each other. Even if only one person does the pushing, or one person is much larger than the other, so one person moves a little and the other moves a lot, there is still an equal force in opposite directions. Newton's third law of motion is sometimes called the action-reaction law. In fact, here's an activity you can do at home. Cut about 15 or 20 feet of string or twine, thread a straw through the string, and then tape the string to opposite walls or pieces of furniture in a room. Make sure that the string is taut. Tape a small paper bag to the straw and slide the bag and straw to one side of the room. Then blow up a balloon, place it in the straw with the opening or nozzle facing out of the bag, and let go. Your balloon and bag will act like a rocket and slide across the string across the room. As air comes out of the balloon opening, an action. The balloon will fire across the room in the opposite direction, which is the reaction. Experiment a bit. Try balloons of different sizes, large or small, or different shapes, round or long, and note any differences in how fast or how far your balloon bag goes across the string. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Newton's third law of motion. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.